ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Yosef Bloch. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Avodah Zarah, Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara continues with Ein Safek Moitzim Devadai. Gemara got into Ein Safek Moitzim Devadai. By a vaday, by the zara, with a safek bittel. The Gemara brings a raya. The ain't safek moitzim de vaday is a safek not moitzim de vaday. Vahatanya om Rav Yehuda ma'isa b'shevchase shal matzik echad berimoin sheitila nefel abor abor koyein v'heitzitz leidam zocher m'nekeva. There was a ma'isa with a shivcha that was matil nefel into a bar, and a koyein came to check if it's a zocher and a keva, to paskin for her. You made tumma and tyra, what kind of din? If she has a tumma, she led this like a zocher or a keva. Ubom ma'isav nechachomim v'tiaru. Nechachul do bardlis mitzuyim shom. Chomim or metayr, the koyein, because a chul do bardlis mitzuyim shom, we could assume that a chul do bardlis was Geirer dragged away the Nefil, and it comes out he was not Mael on a mace. He doesn't have any tumma of Mael on a mace. It's fact the Gemara v'hocha devadi etila Nefil safik eru safik legeru akasi safik meitzim devadi. You see that a safik greater and greater, which is only an etia that we're leaning towards saying that there was a greater. We see that Safik is Maitzi from the Vaday of Hitila. The Nefil Vaday was put there. It should be Ein Safik Maitzi from the Vaday. Look, the Gemara, Leiteim Hitila Nefil Abar, Leiteim Hitila Kemin Nefil Abar. We're not talking about it was a Vaday Nefil. It's Hitila Kemin Nefil Abar. It was such a Vlad that's a Safik if it had a Din Nefil. So your Safik is not being Maitzi from a Vaday. The Safik is being Maitzi from a Safik. In fact, the Marva laid them Zachem the Kevu Katani Yachakama laid them Ruach Epila im Nefil Itila im Tzalayim and Nefil Itila laid them Zachem the Kevu. There were two Sveikas going on. It was a Safik if it was a Vlad altogether, and im Tzalayim it's a Vlad if it was a Zachar or a Kevu. It's an interesting Shaila that the Pais can bring from this Gemara. The Magen Avraham in the end of Siman Tav Kuf Chavav and Hochas Yantif brings our Gois Maimini. That there's a halacha that it's mutter to do kfura on Yantav Sheni for kavod hameis. It's one of the things they mati the isra of Yantav Sheni for kavod hameis, to do a kfura, not to leave over a mace till after Yantav. As the Gois Maimini says, that a nefil will not kaver on Yantav Sheni, because there's no mitzvah to be kaver nefalim. A nefil does not, there's no mitzvah of kfura on nefalim. The mitzvah of kfura is only on a mace, not on a nefil. The Magen Avraham brings the Hagayis Maimini in the end of Tav Kuf Chavav. He brings first the Bes Yosef that says that Hagayis Maimini is only talking about when it's a Vaday Nefil, when it's Yedua Shalai Kolu Chadoshev. We know for sure that this Vlad was not Oymet to live, was Lai Kolu Chadoshev, wasn't finished its Chadoshim. But any time it's a Safik Nefil, sometimes it might have had a Kiyum, this Vlad, then there's a chiv to be kaverit, and you can be kaverit even on Yantav. The Magen Avraham brings that the Tosfos Shantz is chaylik on the Gois Maimini, and is matir even to be kaver a nefil gomer on Yantav. The Gois Maimini's raya is from our Gemara. Maybe raya midamina min Gemara shivcha shetila nefil abor. The Gemara says here that the shivcha was matil the nefil abor. So the smashman, the way they used to dispose of nefalim, they just threw them in a bar. They weren't kaver then. You see, there's no mitzvah kura on a nefil. In the Magen Avraham is chaylik on the raya. He says there's no raya from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah. Tzorach hiin zok the Magen Avraham, no mikol makim kura hi. That itself is a kura. Putting the nefil in the bar is a kura. But Oidi says, the Gemara says at the end, kimin nefil, that it wasn't a real nefil, it was only a Safik nefil, a Safik if it was even a Vlad, like the Gemara says, Safik Leida, if Imruach Ipila, Nefil Ipila, it's a Safik Vlad. So Mele says there's no raya from this Gemara. He brings a raya takert from the Hagoyis Maimini, because it says the Torah is Koyanim in Parshas Emor, needed to make a drosha that a Koyan cannot be metame to benoyu bite hanafalim. A Koyan who has a mitzvah and a heter on his Issa Kahuna to be metame to Zion Kravim. The Torah is Koyanim in Parshas Emor learns a miut that he can't be metame to one of the Zion Kravim, but it's a nefel, benoyu bite hanafalim. So up to Morgan Avram, Shrami no mitzvah le Kravim. The heter of a koyin to be metame, he can't just be metame, he can only be metame l'tzayrach kvura. So, if the fact that we need a pasuk to be memayit, that a koyin can't be metame to a ben, which is a nefel, is mashma that there is a chiv kvura on a ben nefel. That's why we have him, the koyin can be metame to it. It brings other rayas, mar babasr, that they used to make kvarim for the fallen. Magen Avraham himself says there is a chiv kvura on the fallen, and he says there's even a lav baltolin. He says mashman the Gemara nida that there's even a lav baltolin on the fallen. So kuplas machlekes apoyskim if there's a mitzvah to be kaver a nefel. Chazanish talks on this Magen Avraham. He says the Magen Avraham's taina that Magen Avraham says that this itself is a kvura being matul labor is not mastaver that should have a shem kvura. Just throwing it into the bars of Avada, not called a kfura, like the Magen Avraham, like the Hagoyis Maimini says, that's not called a kfura. And the Magen Avraham's other taina that the Gemara says at the end, we're talking kemin nefel, is also not a taina because it's a suffix at least, which should still be machmir misafik and we cover it. There wouldn't be a reason to throw it into the bar. But the Chaznish says the whole raya is not such a stark raya because who said she did kedin? Maybe the shifcha did shalai kedin. A vice that the Mishnah Berurah brings in Hilchos Yontif, he quotes it as Yesh ben Achrayim shechalkim dul bedhu kfuras nafalim nami mitzvah. It's a machlokes Achrayim lemaisa, and some Achrayim hold that kfuras nafalim is a mitzvah, and he's mitzadid that actually you could be make like the akum to do the kfura on Yontif Sheni. Another interesting horror that comes up here in this Gemara, when we're talking about here, Shifcha, Maisa b'Shifchase, Shalmatzak Echad B'Rimoy. She's a Shifcha, that means the Nefel, the Vlad, is a Eved, has the same din as the Aim, is a Eved Kanani. Dachreinim Amor, that the halacha is, Akum is not Metami B'Oil. The Kivri Akum, we hold an not metame b'oil, they're only metame b'mago, b'maso, and not b'oil. And over here, the question was that the koyin was mayel on it. Rashi's lashon is like, eel koyin zel ames. It's a question, b'maisel necham v'tiyaru is a question of oil. So it would be mashma from this Gemara that there's tumas oil on a evet kenani. Chayri yesh lodon, what's the din of evet kenani? So you do it a Lashon Rambam always, Evet Kenani is Yotza Michlal Akum, Chlal Yisrael Leibo. He's not a Yisrael Gomer, it's not Nigmar his Geiris. So the question is, if you have a Evet Kenani whose mace is his caver, is his body Metame Boil, would be Mashma from this Gemara, that's Metame Boil. The Seder Yaakov here brings the Stechemed, clears the Shaila, and the Stechemed wants to bring a Raya from this Gemara, that Eved Kenani is Metami Ba'oil, he does not have a din like an Akum Benegei them. They want to shtel tzu a Rambam that says that Eved Kenani has Tumas Taras. If Eved Kenani gets a Nega, he's Tomei as a Metzayra, the Akum does not have Tumas Taras. In the Kesef Mishnah says, the market of Rambam is, because Eved Kenani is Iskish L'Isha, we know for mitzvahs, he's Chai v'mitzvahs Kenoshim. So that, because the Mishnah is saying it's not just a hekesh for mitzvahs, it's a general hekesh that he has dinim ki isha. So since he has dinim like isha, he's like an isha Yisraelis who's metame b'tzaras. He's not like an akum, he's like an isha Yisraelis. So if the Kesef Mishnah goes and is using the hekesh of Eved Kenani to isha to say that he has tumas tzaras, so you could use that same hekesh to say that his body is metame b'oil. He has b'negei tumah v'tayra also, He's iskish l'isha. Bemis a big need in an achroinim. Benigay what is nem? Benigay what was said? The hekish that avadim iskis on noshim. This is a Mishnah Melech and Perik Yud from Melachim. That's Meirich. That it's only the hekish was only nem benigay achiv mitzvus that ever is chayv mitzvus kenoshim. But he doesn't have all dinim. He's not iskish all his dinim to noshim. There's a Tosis in Baba Kama Peches that brings the Hekish Benengei if Eved should be kosher, Pasal Eidus, just like Isha's Pasal Eidus. And Tosis in Zvachim and Kuv Gimel that says that his carbon has the same din as a carbon Isha Benengei, the Oira Oila, that Eved Iskish Isha applies to that also. The Mishnah Malach brings other places there that it's, that other Rayas that Eved Iskish Isha, even not just for mitzvahs. It's a big shayla and achrayim about it, but al-kaponim from this Gemara would seem Mr. Chemed brings the raya to say the Yankov brings the Chemed that you say ever iskus l'isha b'negeya that he's not like a guy, he has tumas koyanim, he has tumas oil, that there was a shayla on the koyan if he was nitma b'oil, machmas the vlad of the shivcha. The Gemara continues with the machlaikis of b'yechin and rishlokish eisvei Mata tavnis ya tavnis regular lasur nish kietzim nevad amaya shvarim ninu tigam shmul bainden of a season. Eisvei the Gemara brings oivit kechavim vatal vaitzchavim shalayv shalchaveiro. A guy can be mevatal his own avaydazara or shalchaveiro his friends avaydazara. Yisrael ain't mevatal vaitzchavim shalayv kechavim. Yisrael's bittel does not help. Yisrael goes and mevatal avaydazara of a guy. It's not bittel. Every time Yisrael is mevatel it, let it be like avidzchavim shenestabru meileh. What does it mean? He was mevatel it to Yisrael. He broke it. He did something to it. So even if the Yisrael's ma'isa is not a ma'isa bittel, but it's not shouldn't be worse than if it was nestabru meileh. If it broke by itself, that the guy is mevatel it, according to Reish Lakish. So let it be bottle. So avitz chavim shen estaber meileh. Am Rabbi Shapichasa, they were talking about it was only he did a ma'ase bezoyin, he didn't do a shvira, and the svar of Reish Lakish that the avitz chavim is mestam betulim mevatlo is only when there's a shvira gemura that he says that the avitz zara can't watch itself. By pichasa, you don't have that svara. It's only a svar that it's a bittel because it's a ma'ase bezoyin done in it. That ma'ase bittel is only when avitz chavim does a bittel. Yisrael cannot have. Doesn't have the din of being mevatel avodah zarah. There's a shaila here. The lechem starim is ma'ir. The beginning of the brisa says a guy could go and be mevatel his own avodah zarah or his friends avodah zarah. He's matmiyah lechayra. What's his koyach to be mevatel his friends avodah zarah? Doesn't belong to him. Who is he to decide if this avodah zarah should be over to be mevatel it? So he tries to say, Akimtis, that we're not talking about Mamish Shachaveiri over here. L'maisa, the Pasha, the Mashmoyis of Rishonim, is that a guy could be Mevatel of a Yitzchavim Shachaveiri in every Eifin. The Gemara Vaita Mem Gimel Amar Aleph is Mashm like that, and the Gemara in Samach Tal and Mbeis, that every guy could be Mevatel of a Yitzchavim Shachaveiri. It's possible that maybe that's why Rashi over here brings at the end of the Rashi. Rashi says, "Hoda v'itzchav muteris like they bittel nafke lekamal minayin lo ayvikchavim shapois lo v'itzchavim." Rashi brings that we learn it from a pasuk on daf nun beis that a guy could be mevatel v'itzchavim. Rashi is saying that the bittel is exeris akasav that it makes the v'itzora muter and memelad it could be even on shalchaveiray. The question that the chayri could dan here. Is this din of Ivikhav Kim Vatla Vitzchav Shachaveiroi? The Gemara is talking about he did a shvira to it. He broke it. But we had before on Daf Mem Aleph, we spoke about the Zerashim Ila, Daf Yudalid, that there's such a thing as a bittel belev. And that's the chayr, what Reish Lakish is bittel, Mistama Bittuli Mevatle, that he decides, he's machot in his heart, that this Avodah Zarah has no tehillos anymore, and that itself is a bittel. A bittel belev, you would hear the Lechem Starim is Svara that Bittel Belev should only help if it's his Avodah Zarah. If it's his Avodah Zarah and he decides not to be Avodah anymore. Memel, if you have a Chiddush that there's a gzeres akasav, like Rashi says, that a guy does a ma'aseh shvira, he can be mevatel even a avodas chovim shel chaveiro. But why should his decision b'leiv make a difference about a avodah zara that has nothing to do with him? So how you be able to say that this gemara is dafka by a shvira? And the gemara would be mashma a little bit like that, because the gemara asks, "Amai tavik avodas chovim shel nishtab me'leiv?" The gemara asks on the whole brisa that why is the Yisrael shvira not good? Let it work. Let it be bottle like a vitzchav mishan eshtab remeila. The Gemara could answer, we're not talking about a bittel of a shvira. Maybe the bittel here was talking about a bittel belev. And on that we're saying that Yisrael's bittel belev is not worth anything because Yisrael doesn't have a parsha of bittel. Mashenken a goy could be mevatel belev, his avodah zara and his friend's avodah zara. And that there's no kasha should be in eshtab remeila because nothing happened to it. The avodah zara is still standing here. Would be mashma from the Gemara that on a bittel belev, avadi you wouldn't have this price, because you would never say that it's chav mevatel shalev shalchaveiro. But the Ravid we had earlier, the Ravid learned the whole sugya of Rish Lakish, is talking about that there was a guy that was standing there and saw it's chav bin ishtab meilel, and that guy was mevatel epeliba when he saw it being nishtaber. The Ravid says mefurish, whether it's the guy who's the owner of the avodah zara, whether it's a different guy, is the chayr mashma from the Ravid that every bittel, even not a bittel which is done with a ma'isa shvira, even a bittel which is just mitzad the hachlota of the guy to stop being over this, can be done even aydei chaveirai, which is a big chiddush like the Lechem Storm brings out here from this Gemara. We mentioned earlier on Daf Mamalef that the Rishonim bring a raya. This is one of the rayas they bring, not like the Ravid's pshat. It's from this Gemara that the Ravid says the Rish Lakish is only talking about when there was a guy that saw the Shvira happen in Ishtaber Me'ilel. So the Rishonim say, what's the Gemara's Kasha here? By every Yisrael that was Mevatel V'Yitzchavim, the Gemara asks, it should be Kav V'Yitzchavim in Ishtaber Me'ilel. The Chayru, who says we're talking about there was a guy standing there? Maybe there was no guy standing there, and that's the case of the Braisa. This is one of the Kashas the Rishonim ask on the Ravid. Gemara continues. The Gemara says the teretz of Abaya, Pichasa. Then the Gemara says, Rava Malaylam ki Pichasa Yisrael Nami Betela. El Gzeiru Duma Magbul of Hadam of Atalei, Vahavia Vitzchavim Biad Yisrael, Chol of Vitzchavim Biad Yisrael, Eina Betela Lailam. The Gemara says that every time you have a bittel of a Yisrael, even though it should really be an Ishtabra Meileh, according to Shlokish, there's a Gzeiru maybe before the Yisrael breaks it, he's going to pick it up, make a Hagbah on it. And he'll be koine with Tagba. And once he's koine it, it's Aved Yitzchav Miyad Yisrael. And the halach is Aved Yitzchav Miyad Yisrael. Aved Yitzchav, which is in the Rishus of Yisrael, is Eina Betel Olam. It doesn't have any bittel. The Rishonim invited this din of Yitzchav Miyad Yisrael, Eina Betel Olam. It's a Mishnah later on. And the Rishonim on Nun Gimel that speak out that it's really a Darbon and the Kedin. Midiraisa, the halacha of Avodas Chovim Shal Yisrael doesn't have a bittel, means Avodas Chovim that a Yisrael was over it. Avodas Chovim, which is a Yiddish Avodah Zarah, it was nevad by Yisrael, that type of Avodah Zarah, Ein La Betei Leilomis, does not have any bittel, a goy can't be mevatel it either. But this halacha, that a goy that was over in Avodah Zarah, and then was Yisrael was kainet, and now it's Pashus Yisrael, that the Rishus Yisrael itself makes it into a Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael, gives it the status of an Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael, that Eina B'Tei Leilomis, the Rishonim and Daf and Gimel speak out, the Ritva, Hashem the Ramban, and the Chiddush Eran, that's a Din D'Rabbanon, Bis Yosef and Kuf Mem Vav brings it from the Smag, that it's a Din D'Rabbanon, because it's nearer, like Avodah Chavim Shal Yisrael. The Bis Yosef brings, because of that, there's a question in the Torah about the Meshamshim of this Avodah Zarah, that the Klal is always Meshamshim of Avodah Zarah, also Asabana, need a Bittel. The Meshamshim of this Avodah Zarah maybe are not Nichlal and the Isser, because only Isser Darbonon is a question about that. Like upon him, the Gemara by us makes a Gzeira that maybe he'll be Magbiyah on the way, and then we'll get a Din of Avodah Yitzchavim Biyad Yisrael, Avodah Yitzchavim, which is in Rishus Yisrael, that the Halach is, it doesn't have bittel, ain't a betela la'ilam. The Lashon Rashi here is, How is he going to be magbir exactly? Rashi says, El Rabbanan gozu d'chol bitul Yisrael lav bitul, gzeira dul memagbal levekoni lebehagba. He'll pick it up and be kind with hagba. D'chol dvar hefker kegoyin mitziya niknes bagba. Rashi sounds like we're talking about an avodah zarah of hefker here. And Rashi says, every hefker is nikne bagba, because otherwise, what's the gzeira here? Maybe Yisrael will pick it up on the way to being mevatel, it'll pick it up. Who gave him the right to be kainit? It's not his avodah zarah. He's going to pick it up. That doesn't make it his. He's picking up something that belongs to somebody else. Doesn't make it his. So Rashi says, "Kol dvar hefker kagay metziah niknas v'agbar." Rashi says we're talking about here a metziah, a dvar hefker, and a dvar hefker has a kinyan of agbar. The Bach in Siman Tavkuf Pei Vav brings this Rashi. There's a sugya there in Tavkuf Pei Vav in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. The Rishonim, the Rosh, and Taisis bring, the Gemara says, Taka b'sheifer, shal avodah zarah, shal Yisrael lo yatza. If there's an avodah zarah, shal Yisrael, which has a sheifer, and a person uses that sheifer for mitzvah's tekiya sheifer, he's not yatza, because since avodah zarah, shal Yisrael, is ain't a betel elamis, like the Gemara says here, has no bittel, can never become batel. So the halacha is, ketuse mechtes shiurei. It's as if it's nisraf, it's oymed l'sreifa, and it doesn't have the shear that's needed for sheifer. Mashen kein, if it's an avodah zarah of a goy, avodah zarah shel akum, if you blow a sheifer with avodah zarah which belongs to a goy, which has bittel, the goy could go ahead later and be mevatel it. So we don't say on that ketuse mechta sheyure that's oymed for sreifa, because it has a heter ayidei bittel. So over there it says lo yitaka, it's usher to be tekei with it, because it's avodah zarah. Vimtaka yatza, the ma'aseh if he's tekei, but the eved is yatza. So the Rishonim say, Tosis and the Rosh say on that Gemara, v'hu shlo niskavin liskeis bay. It's only if the Yisrael picked up the shofar of the guy and blew it. But if when he picked it up to blow it, he was niskavin with that hagbah to be zayich in it. So once he's nischavan to be zayich in it, havalei avodah zarah shel Yisrael, like it says in our Gemara, it becomes an avodah zarah shel Yisrael, and once avodah zarah shel Yisrael, it has no bittul la'ilam, and it gets again the din of ketuse mechta shiure, because it can never become batal. So Bach says on this Taisus and the Rosh quoted in the Torah that it has to be talking about that the Yisrael wasn't magbiyat k'day liknais. He says l'chay Rashi says by us that it's only by hefker. It's only in a gay by hefka that he has the option of picking it up and being zeich in it. But if you're talking about a regular case that the sheifer belongs to a different guy and he picked it up to use it, it makes no difference if he was neschav in this case or not. Even if he was neschav in this case, like the Bach, he's a gazlan and he's not kind of it, and it's not going to become a v'dizor to show his soul. Magen Avram and Hilchas Sheifer and Tavkuf Peivov is chaylik on this Bach. He says that the Gemara on Avodah Zarah on Membeis by us is mashma that there's a gzeira. Every time the Yisrael is shaver the Avodah Zarah of a goy, there's a gzeira. Maybe he'll be magbir on the way. Maybe he'll pick it up on the way, and he'll be zeich and he'll be Avodah Zarah shall Yisrael. It's not mashma that we're talking about dafka shall hefka. It's mashma there's always a gzeira. Maybe he'll be magbir and he'll be zeich in it. It's mashma even Avodah Zarah that belongs to a goy. Talk to Morgan Avram. The pshat is, he says, because since it becomes a gazlan in it, and he's neschayev b'achrayis, he's neschayev, every gazlan is neschayev and achrayis even b'ainsim, is mikri shaloi. That's enough called shaloi that it has a din of avodah zarah shel Yisrael, which has no bittel. Zakta Magen Avraham, v'chei metzino gabei chometz, we find a chometz b'pesach, that's something that a person has achrayis on, is considered shaloi, to be over on it, by your raw, by your motzei. Gedoyla mizu kasav abisayisav b'yerdei reish simikof membov. He says, abisayisav says even a bigger din, that avodah zarah shel Yisrael, even if he wasn't actually zeich in it, if it's just nikra shmoyalov, it's in a case that it looks like it's his, it's nikra shmoyalov, there's also ein labittel. So he says, koshkin over here, we have achrayis of ainsim on it, that it's considered enough shaloi to be consider a vizor shal yisrael shein lo betei lo ilamas. Nogel mevava and Shulchan Aruch is ma'ir on the Magen Avram, that according to the Magen Avram, it's pretty hard to have a case of the Mechaber, of the Gemara that says that if he's not Nischav and Liska's boy, he's Yoitza by Avodah Zarah Shalakum. He said, what exactly is the case? If the guy gave him Rishus to use it, so then he's a Shoyal. Is a Shoyal is also Chayiv Bachrayis Avoyntzim. It should also be considered Shaloi. If the guy didn't give him Rishus, then he's a Shoyal Shaloi Midas. He's a Gazlan. Again, he's Chayiv Bachrayis. He says you have to be talking about either it was a Shoyper Shal Hefker and he picked it up on Shaloi Lizkais boy in order not to be Zeich in it. Or it was a shayfa that belonged to the guy, but he borrowed it from him on Manas. They shouldn't be chayiv and ointzim in any achrayas of a shayil. You have to find a case to work out the Shulchan Aruch's case. But that's the Magen Avraham Shita, that the chayiv achrayas of ointzim of gzeila is enough to be considered avayt zorah shal Yisrael, just like you find it's considered for other din and for Bal Yirah, it's considered his. It's a little bit of a chiddush, the Magen Avraham Sushtal from Bal Yirah, that Bal Yirah, we consider it shaloi because of ointzim. It's enough shaloi to be considered that he's holding chametz b'shusai. He's saying who adin for the din that it gets a shem of aydazor shal yisrael she'ein lo b'teilei lamas. That's also enough. The fact that it's chayiv achrayusai. This gemara that says that a person can be magbia and aydazor and bizoich in it to mamagbalei or habalei aydazchav miyad yisrael. A tremendous tumul, a tremendous sugya in Rishonim and Achronim about Tzchi and Yisuri Anah, if it's possible to be Zeich in Yisuri Anah. The Rivosh brings a raya, the Rivosh and Tshuva, Simon, Tov Aleph, brings a raya from this Gemara that someone who goes ahead and is Zeich in Yisuri Anah, someone wants to make a kinyan in Yisuri Anah to become his, could be Zeich in it. It's possible to be Zeich in it. V'harai, you see from this Gemara that Avodah Zarah, which is also Bano, he's Magbiyat, and he's Zeich in it. There are a lot of places in Rishonim that are Mashma, that Yisuri Ano doesn't have a Bailam. It's like Eina Shaloi, there's a Tshuvas HaRajba that the Avnei Meluim brings in Simon Chav Ches, Sifkat Nun Vav, Tshuvas HaRajba, Simon Tov Resh Beis, he's talking about Yisuri Ano of the day of Nedarim, that he's Mashma, that Yisuri Ano has no Bailam. Many other Rishonim that are Mashma like that. The Neid Behuda and Tshuva Erechaim Simen Yotes starts off that's the Pashtus. He says the Gemara Baba Kama Daf Mem Hei says by Ashar Niskal, which is also by Anah, Ashar that was Nigmar Dine Feskila. The Gemara says Mishin Nigmar Dine Mochre Yene Mochre, that the Bailam cannot sell it once it's Nigmar Dine. Talk to Neid Behuda, the Pashtus is because he's not a Bailam on it. He's not a Bailam, that's why he doesn't have any Mecher. He quotes the Lashon of Tosis and Sanhedrin. Tosis Lashon is, the Ein Lei Mecher, the Ein Lei Bailam. The reason why you can't sell it is sounds like he's missing in his Bailas, like Lashon HaRajba. Avnei Meluim, in Simcha Chav Ches, is Meirich, brings a different Rishonim about it. Avnei Meluim says that in Rambam is Mefurish, Rambam says that someone that's over Bal Yirah, there's no Malkus, because Salav Shein B'Maisa. However, if somebody does it with a Maisa, someone does Bal Yirah with a Maisa, he gets Malkus. How is that? He was Koyin HaChometz B'Pesach. Rambam says if someone goes ahead and is Zeiche and Chometz on Pesach, he's Loike Mishum Bal Yirah. So Avnei Meluim is a Mefurish Araya, that's Shayach to be Zeiche in Yisuri Anah. You see, Yisuri Anah does have a Bailus, and it's possible to be Zeiche in it. Frekt Avnei Meluim, the Gemara says in Psachim, that he gave a bittel of chametz on Erev Pesach, that if a person wasn't mevatel as chametz before Shei Shois, and then it comes this man of Shei Shois, and the chametz is also bano, he can no longer be mevatel it. The Chayre Mashma, why can't he be mevatel it? It's Mashma because he's not the Bailam on it anymore. He's not the Bailam on it, and he doesn't have Bekoyach to be mevatel it. As a matter of fact, you see the Gemara has to say, Asan akos of kiluhu b'shusay. The Gemara is niskasha. How could a person even be over Bal Yirah? The chametz is also b'ano. It's not his anymore. The Gemara says shloish advarim einim b'shusay shel adam v'asan akos of kiluhu b'shusay. The chad ben hain chametz b'pesach. One of the things that the Torah considered b'shusay, even though it's not really b'shusay, is chametz b'pesach. That the Torah considered it b'shusay to be over on it Bal Yirah. So it would be mashma that chametz of Pesach after Sheish Shoyis is not Pershusa anymore, and therefore we can't be mevatel it. So frektik tzois. So how does that stim with what he's saying from the Rambam and what we're saying from the Rivash brings from this Gemara? That there is a bailus on Isuri Ano, it's shaykh to be kain Isuri Ano. So the Adim Lum's Shita, he wants to be Mechadish, that Enachanami, there is bailus, it's Shaloi, but it's Eina B'Shusay. We have a concept by Gzela, Gemara says, by Gzela, when something is stolen from a person, he can't be Makdashet anymore, even though he still owns it, because it's Eina B'Shusay. So we see from there that a person, in order to activate transactions, mikayach is bailus, he can't do that when something is ene b'shusay, even if it still belongs to him, but there's a status of ene b'shusay, that it's away from him, it's not in his rishus. Zok to avne meluim, that when something is osa ba'anof, a person, and there's an iser that's on it, which is ma'akibit from him, that makes it a dovish ene b'shusay, and a dovish ene b'shusay, he can't be makdish, and the same way he can't be makdish, he can't be mafkir. So that's why he can't be mevatel chametz bePesach after Sheish Shoyis, and that's why we need a chiddush of asoya kasav keiluhu b'shusay to be over by yirah, because even though it's shaloi, lemaisa it's ainu b'shusay. That's the sheet that Avni Mulum, and he speaks it through in Ketzayis also in Tafei, and Zokter, that's the pshat why machri ainu macher. The Gemara that the Neid of Yehuda brought that Shar Niskal is machri ainu macher. Was just like a bailam can't, that doesn't have kayach to be makdish or to be mafkir with some davish ene b'shusay, he can't activate a mecher either in a davish ene b'shusay. It's machri ene macher. That's the pshat in the Gemara Shar Niskal, machri ene macher. Mashenke b'negei to be zeich in it, according to the Avni Meluim, if someone goes ahead and is zeich in a chayfetz, there's no problem with ene b'shusay. He goes and makes a maisakinyan in a chayfetz, he can be kain in it, and this is a chayfetz that qualifies to have a bailam. He can be zayich in it. And Rebbe Yehuda in that tshuva in Erechaim Simen Yutes says a similar chilik. He doesn't say al derech the ketzayis that it's a din of davish ene b'shusay, but he says that we have to be mechalik, since the Rambam says that a person could be zayich in chametz the Pesach, and we have the Gemara on the other hand that says that shor niskal is machir ene machir. He says we have to be mechalik between selling it and being zayich in it. He says it must be that the daik the lashon toisin Sanhedrin daf pei the lashon toisin ein le mecher ve ein le bailim the ein alikeach yochel liskeis bo yoisu mishar adam. Toisin says it doesn't have a bailim and therefore it's ein le mecher, so the likeach can't be zeiche yoisu mishar adam. He says mashma that there's no problem with being zeiche in it. Toisin is saying that the likeach who the bailim was makne to doesn't have a schus more than any other person in the street to be zeich in it. In other words, it's all mitzad the bailam, that the bailam doesn't have a koyach, it's paka, his koyach bailas, lav b'shusay, the more he calls it, it's paka, his koyach bailas in it, and therefore he can't make a mechira, but the koyach could be zeich in it. He says the chilik is dachuk ma'oid, ma'tam l'chalek zokten ayib Yehuda. The reason why ain't a meicha yachal a meicha is because of a chasaran bailas, fish ain't a shaloi. So then why should somebody be able to be zeich in it if it's something that's not shayach to bailus? Davne Milum brings a ritva in Ish Mekadish in Masechta Kedushin that asks the Kasha, when somebody is Mekadish with Yisuri Ano, it says it's not a Kedushin. Is the ritva asks the Kasha, Toysis asks over there that there are a lot of Yisuri Ano that the halacha is, you burn them in Afron Mutter. So L'chayra, the Eifer is mutter, let her be miskadeshes with the Eifer, even if the chayfetz of Yisuri Ano, which he gave her, doesn't have any shavyas, because it's osir b'ano. But it comes a point, after you burn it, that the Eifer is mutter b'ano, let her be miskadesh with the Eifer. As Ritva answers, Moiri tirits, tafilu yesh ba'afre shavu pruta, even if the Eifer has a shavu pruta, kiven the hashta lespu din mamain, eina mekudeshes. Since right now, when he's giving it to her, it doesn't have a Torah's mamon, it doesn't have a din mamon. Eina mekadeshes. The chisaruf lo levarinu lavdi deninu. Because when he's going to go ahead and burn it, lavdi deninu, it's not his. Chol ha-kaidim zacha ba'afron. The eifer, the ashes of the sefer is hefker. Chol ha-kaidim zacha. So Ritva is saying, mefurish l'chayra, that Yisuri Anot doesn't have a din mamon, it doesn't have a bailim. And when he burns it, the Eifer is going to be Hefker. It doesn't belong to him. So Avni Mulam brings that the Ritva is going not like his Shita, that Isriya knows, Shaloi Veinu B'Shusai. Avni Mulam wants the answer to the Kasha of Eifer by Mekadesh Isha. He says simply that at the time that you were makna a chayfis tar, she wasn't zeichin it, because the hakna of the bailam was einim b'shusay, the hakna was nachal. Later on, when it became eifer, there's no new hakna then. He's not being makna tar then. It's his. There's nothing to make the isha be zeichin it. So there's no hakna on the eifer. Achroinim as kastira, the sheet of the Ritva himself, that the Avni Mulam was bringing, that the Ritva in Kedushin is saying, les budin mamain lavdi deininu. And the Ritva himself in Perek Lulav HaGozel, when the Gemara discusses a pasuk to be memayit, taking a lulav or esrog of Yisroel Yanoah, the Ritva speaks out that you can't say that it's pasul atzlachem, there's a din that the esrog has to be yours, has to belong to you, because Yisroel Yanoah is belongs to him. He's a bailam on Yisroel Yanoah, it's not nesmayit from lachem. It's the chreinim on neskasha lachayra. It's a stira here in the sheet of the Ritva. And the emes is, there's another Ritva, the Ritva right here by us, and Avodah Zarah, the Ritva asks the Kasha right on our Gemara, Magbalei, that how could somebody be Zeicha in Yisroel Yanoah? The Ritva answers that he's Zeicha in it, Lahoysef, Kosha Zeicha by Lahoysef Yisroel, just like we find by Chametz B'Pesach, that the Torah says that it's yours to be over on it. He says, any time someone is Zeicha in it to be Hoysef Yisroel, over here is being Zeicha in it to give it a Torah's Avodah Zarah shall Yisrael, that should be Eina B'Teilei Lamas. For that, the Schi is Chal. The Lashna Rajbin, Tshuva Kufay and Ches, says the same thing. He's talking about being Zeich and Chometz on Pesach. So, Dr. Rajbin, Kol Shereitze Liskeis Boy, Afal Pishu Oseh Bahano, Zocha Boy Le Oseh Bahano Lo Oilom, V'lava Boy Kechemtze. If the person wants to be kind in it, he has Das Kinyan, even though it's Oseh Bahano, he can be Zeich in it in order to Aser it, and to be over on it. That should be also as Chemtze Shal Yisrael, and it was over in it. Ke'inyin Sh'omra B'Avodah Zarah, the Raja brings a raya from our Gemara in Avodah Zarah, that Avodah Zarah is also B'Ano, Sh'afal Pish Yisroel B'Ano V'Yefshal Elizkeis Bo, even though Avodah Zarah is Yisroel Yano, and it's impossible to be Zeich in Yisroel Yano, Nikol Mokim Kol Sh'daite Elizkeis Bo, Avodah Zarah the Yisrael Korubay, it gets a din of Avodah Zarah the Yisrael, if he's daite liskis ba. So see clearly from these Rishonim that they're saying there's no, it's impossible really to be zeicha to get a kinyan of bailus in Yisroel Yanoah, like Lashon HaRashba, Yefshel liskis ba. But still they're saying it's not a kasha from our Gemara, because Benigeya, to be Moisef Isser on it, to give it a Shem of Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael, Benigeya, that there is a zechiyah. It's tzarech bir, exactly what type of zechiyah that is. Rakapanim, it's also the same question, it's a stira with the Rishonim in Lulav HaGozel, the Rajban, the Ritva in Lulav HaGozel, that say that Esrog or Lulav Yisroel Yanoah is not nismayit from Lachem, because he is the Bailam on it. And here they're saying that he cannot be Zeich in Yisroel Yanoah, only Lahoysef Yisroel, but Be'etzim there's no Tzchi in Yisroel Yanoah. There's a Kuntris in the back of the Tshuvas HaRivosh, who wants to be Miyashiv, that Alderech, the Avni Mulam, the Ktzais, that you really is bailus on Yisroel Yanoah, like the Rishonim saying Lulav HaGozel. It's just a problem that you can't be makne it, you can't be makdish it, you can't be mafkir it. But he wants to add, not like the Avni Mulam that says to be kainit, you could be kainit. He wants to add that just like a person cannot be makne Yisroel Yanoah, he can't activate a kayach bailus to make a akno or a hefker in Yisroel Yanoah. High timer, he also cannot be poil or koyach bailus to be zeich in Yisroel Yanoah. It's also a problem of einu b'shusay, since even when he's going to be zeich in it, it's going to be einu b'shusay. So such a kinyan is not bekoichay to be chal. It's like doing a maisa bailus in something that's going to be einu b'shusay. That's what he wants to be mechadish in the kuntres. Choloifin Rava is saying a gzeira, that any time Yisrael goes and breaks an Avodah Zarah, there's always a gzeira. Maybe he'll be zeich in it on the way, and he'll be Avodah Zarah Shel Yisrael. The Shash brings an interesting kasha here. The Taisim Psachim, he says, asks, by Eifer HaSheira, which is also by Anah, that v'chayra, why is Eifra Asherah also by not should be like a v'itzorah shen eshtabra me'ela, yishav rishlokish is din, then eshtabra me'ela is also. Dr. Ashash, v'chayra you could have the Gemara's gzeira by us, that's a gzeira maybe on the way to burning, when the Yisrael is burning the Asherah, on the way he'll be zeich in it, and he'll become a v'itzorah shel Yisrael, and a v'itzorah shel Yisrael is ein lo b'tei lo ilomis. Rav Nimrum says on this kasha that over there an asherah is a mechuber, so you don't have this chashash adulma magbalay, there's no kinyan agbah on a mechuber. The whole chashash is on the way when he's holding it, he'll be magbialay. But if he goes ahead and burns an asherah, there's no chashash of a kinyan, it's karaka, it's not nikne b'agbah. The emesis of Blaise Moshe Horowitz in the Agah mentions this same svara to answer Taisa's kasha, Taisa de Rimaskal Achanami Kedirova. Taisus asks, why does the Gemara keep on repeating the Eisveis and each time answering Kedirava? So Blaise Moshe says that the next Eisvei, Eivik Chavim Shashifa, Eivik Chavim Latzarkai, is talking about he was Meshape, Nashera, a tree of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says he's using the Latzarkai, he's using the sawdust for Hasaka, for firewood. So he's talking about a tree of Avodah Zarah. So over there he says, there would be a svara to say that you don't have Rava's chashash or dilma magbalay because he's dealing with mechuber. Like Davne Melum svara, he's dealing with mechuber. That misses the Taisus Rid speaks out the svara here in the sugya. And Taisus Rid says lemaisa the Gemara held that makes no difference. There's a loy plug. But Rava's svara is a loy plug, even in a case where you don't have a kinyan of agba. Gemara continues. Eisvei. Akum shehevi avonim in a makulis v'chifa ben drochim v'tartiyois mutoris. If a guy goes and takes avonim from the avidazor of makulis, the avidazor of makulis was they piled up avonim, they piled up stones, that's how they were over it. And he went and took those stones that were part of the avidazor and he's paved roads with it, v'tartiyois mutoris, that's a bittul. Yisrael shehevi avonim in a makulis v'chifa ben drochim v'tartiyois also. The Mora asks the same kasha, Tehavi kavedis chavim shanashtabra me'elel. The Mora answers, Kedirovar, there's a gzeira, maybe he'll be magbiya the avonim before he's mevatel them, and he'll be kind to them, and it's not shayach bittel anymore. What exactly the bittel here is mashmas a machlaikis. Rashi's lashon is that makulis, Rashi's yesh akam shayivnil and gal shal avonim, v'kayrim la makulis, chalabah zayrik la'evan v'hi avidasa. Muteres, when he makes it into drachim, is muter, Zok Rashi, Shahare bitle evik chavim shasasar legal. Rashi says, since he broke the pile, he dismantled the pile, sasar legal, so that's a bitle to Avedazor of Makulis. So the chayr comes out from Rashi, even before he went, there was mechaper to drachim, he was already mevatel it by breaking the gal. And that's why Rashi, when he gets to the Gemara's teretz, kidurava, the Gemara says it's a gzeira. Maybe he'll be magbiya to be zeich in it before the bittel. Rashi says kederava dilma magbala lekula makulis bereisha v'hodem mevatel evesoyis. Rashi says maybe he'll be magbiya. He'll make a hagba on the entire makulis. He'll pick up the whole pile of stones together without breaking it, and then hodem mevatel evesoyis. And then he'll go besoyser it and break it and demolish it. Rashi's medayik to say that hagba is going to be on the entire makulis together, Tezrid is medayik it also, on the entire makulis together, because Rashi is l'shitasa, he's saying that the bittel here is a day that he's being seiser the gal. The bittel is that he's breaking the gal, not the fact that he's being mechapa ben drachin, even before he went and paved the roads with it. The bittel is the stiris hagal. So how does Rava say that it's possible to have hagbah, which will be kaina before the bittel, and make the bittel not bechal because of Yitzhar Shal Yisrael? As soon as he picks up one stone from it, he was already seis to the gal. So Rashi is medayik and Rava that he'll pick up the whole thing together. Loshna Rambam in Perek Ches is Ketzad Mevatl and Avne Makulis Kivan Shebona Mehem Binyan Lechifa Ben Esadrochim Lekiyotze Be'elu Harehein Mutorim Bahano. Rambam says, how are you Mevatl Avne Makulis? If you go ahead and take those stones and build a binyan from them, or you pave a road with them, harehein mitorim b'ano. So Rambam's mashma that the bittul is only first when you pave the road with it, or when you build the building with it, the same way as before in the Meiri here in our sugya, that the being sois to the gal itself is not a bittul. It's only when you went ahead and used it for something else. And that misses the Gemara Mem Tesem Beis. The Tezrid brings the Gemara. The Gemara Mem Tesem Beis says that Hainu Urche, Hachad Mekara Tvure Mitver Hainu Urche, that the Derech of Markulis, Rashi says over there, is Einam Mechubaris, Vidarkan Lipo. This gal, this pile that they pile up for the Markulis is never attached. And it's the derech for sometimes some of them to fall to the side. So the fact that one fall fell to the side is not a steer to Rabbi Dezar, the Gemara says, Hainu Urche. So it's a little bit mashma like the Rambam and the Meiri, that the fact that you broke the Markulis is not a bittel in it. It's not a bittel in it because that's Urche Bekach. That's the derech of the Markulis to have some falling to the side, some fall off. Rashi by us is mashma. Rashi holds not like that, that when you go ahead, be a dayim, and you say so the gal, and you take it apart and you dismantle it, it's different than the Gemara Memtes, and that is considered a Maisa Bittel. And therefore Rashi has to learn the Gemara that the Hagbah happened in a Oifin, that he was not say so the gal, because the steer of the gal would already be a Bittel before the Schi of the Yisrael. Gemara continues on Amud Beis to ask on Rabbi Yochanan, Eisver Yishlokish Rabbi Yochanan, Kan Shabroish Ilan Shalhegdish, says if the birds made a nest on the top of an asherah tree, yatiz bekona, he should knock it down with a stick. He's not allowed to climb up on the asherah tree because he's being nene from the tree when he climbs up. So if he wants to make use of that nest, he has to knock it down with a stick. How did the birds make this nest? It broke branches off the tree and made a nest with them. The katani yatis bekona, and still you see, you're not allowed to be oile on the asheira. The asheira is also bahano, and you have to burn the eitzim. The chayra is like the you see, the avid zara shen ashtabra me'eleh is asura. The avid zara here, asheira, was ashtabra me'eleh, had a shvira, and still it's asura. It's like the gemara, no, going to icy eitzim, me'alma, we're talking about, it brought eitzim. May Alma v'kintza ben. And the Gemara goes through a whole sugi with Mi'ila. And the Gemara at the end comes out, Amalei Rabbi Yaakov l'Rabbi Yirmi, b'tachlifa azbrilach b'freichim kan v'kan mitarim, b'beitzim kan v'kan asurim. Efreichim who have no shaykhs, they're already birds, they don't need the tree anymore, then they're mutter. B'beitzim kan v'kan asurim, Rashi's mazbir, b'beitzim kan v'kan asurim, sh'tzrichim le'ilon, n'goza b'rabonon kalilon atzmai. Beitzim, as long as they still need the tree, they need the setup of the tree. So the Chama goes around it as if they're a chaluk at a tree and has the Isra of Asherah. The Lashon HaRambam in Perek Zayin from Avedis Kechav Malachi Yud Beis is Efreichim Shekonanu Ba Ve'ein Tzrichim Le'iman Mutarim. Efreichim, chicks that are in the nest and they don't need the mother anymore, Amutah. Befreichim v'abeitzim shetzrichim le'imam asurim shareha asheira k'moy basis lehen. The Rambam says as long as they need the imam, they need to be there in the nest, they're asur, shareha asheira k'moy basis lehen. Because the asheira is like a basis for them, it's like a base for them. It sounds like the Rambam saying a svara. He says if you're being nene from the asheira, when you're nene from the products of this nest, because the asheira is the base, is the base of their of these birds, of these eggs, Hasheira Kemoi Basis Lehen. Would be mashma a little bit to Lashna Rambam, that he's saying, not like Rashi, that it's a Svara, that it's also Mederaisa. Rashi says, Gozer Rabbonon Kalil and Atzmai. The Lashna Raivid there in Asaga, Raivid says, under those words, Kemoi Basis Lehen, Hoyaloi Loimar Mepnei Shehen Ke Gidule Hasheira. The Raivid says he shouldn't have said it, because it's a basis, because it's a base for them. He should have said, because it's like Kiduli Asheira. It's like something that grows from the Asheira. Since it needs the tree, it needs the situation of the tree, it's like it's daima to Kiduli Asheira. Question is also in the Ravid, it's hard to hear that this should be with the Raisa Kiduli Asheira. But the Lashon HaRambam, Kamei Basis Lehen, would be mashma that it's a svara. The Maisa, the Kiryas Sefer, on the Rambam, says it's only midrabbanon, and the Prichadosh and Likutim brought down in the back of the Rambam. It also says that the Rambam only means a svara midrabbanon, that it's also. But I'll call upon him, it's a little bit different than Rashi's Rabbanon. Rashi says, Gozubu, Rabbanon, Kalila, Natsmoy. And the Rambam saying you consider a nene because the Asherah is a bosses for the Beitzim and Ephraichim. So you're being nene from the Asherah. The next part, the Rambam fears ice, the Rambam continues, Hakan Atzma Shabroisha Mutter, Apnesha Oif Mevi Eitzav Mimokim Acha. The nest itself is Mutter, because the Gemara says, Eitzav Mi Alma. The way the Rambam quotes it is, Ha'oif Mevi Eitzav Mimokim Acha. We could on Neman, we could assume that the Oif brought the Eitzim Mimokim Achar. The Raivit is massacred on that also. The Raivit says, Amma Avram Davka Shehevi Mimokim Achar. The Gemara doesn't say necessarily that we assume that the Eitzim Mimokim Achar. The Gemara says, an Akimta, that we're talking about in a case that the Oif was Mevi Mimokim Achar. Because if Mishnah says that the Rambam was not masking to learn like the Raivit's Pshat, that it's because it's daima to gedule asherah, to peiros that grow from the asherah, because like the case of Mishnah, otu mishum shilu hayatam isurim neishem ke gedule asherah, otu mishum shegadlu veinan tzrichim leiman pakam inayu isa gedule asherah. What happens when they get a little older and they ain't tzrichim leiman? The Gemara says it becomes mutter. Like the case of Mishnah, if the isur is that we look at it as gedule asherah, as a produce of the Asherah, something that grew from the Asherah, how could it be that when it gets older, all of a sudden it's Paka the Isser? It's Paka Minayu the Isser. It must be, Zokter the Rambam understood, that the Isser is because the Asherah is a basis for it, and idea that you're being Nene from the Freichim and the Beitzim, that's a way of being Nene from the Asherah, because the Asherah is a base, is a basis, is a basis of this nest, so any usage of this nest is a usage of the Asherah. So b'shas that it's tzoruch to the Asherah, you're being nene from the Asherah. Later on, when it's any tzoruch to the Asherah, you're not connecting to the Asherah by taking the beitzim or the freichim. Shankin, like the Raivis b'shat is shver. If Chazal will go there, we should look at it as gedulei Asherah. How could it be paka the isra later? The Lashon Rashi of gozer barabbanan kalil and atzmai. You have to be mevar. Is Rashi? Does Rashi mean the same thing as the Raivid? That the gzeira was that we look at it as payers of the Asherah, as produce of the Asherah, and again you have the case of Mishnah same kasha. Why wouldn't the niskadal later is paka the iser, or maybe the lashon rashi mashma a little bit different than the Raivid. Kozu barabonin ka'al ilon atzma, it's like a toffle to the ilon, kozman's nitzrach to the ilon. Chum looked at it as the ilon itself, as long as it's a nitzvah to the ilon. The minute it's not tzarech to the ilon anymore, we don't look at it as part of the tree. As long as it's nitzach to the ilon, it's looked at as part of the tree itself, ka'al ilon atzme, like Rashi says. Could be on that, wouldn't be shver, the case of Mishnah's kasha, that what happens when it's a skadda later, because Rashi's not saying that we look at it as gedulim of the Asherah, as perish of the Asherah, just that it's the tree itself, it's the ilon atzme, as long as it's a tzarech le'ilon, it's a nitzvah to the tree.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.